Chapter 15. The Burden of Moab. For in a night, Ar of Moab is laid waste, and brought to nothing. For in a night Kir of Moab is laid waste, and brought to nothing. They have gone up to Baalat, and to Dibon, to the high places, to weep. Moab wails over Nebo and over Medeba. On every head is baldness. Every beard is cut off. In their streets, they dress themselves in sackcloth, on their roofs and in their squares. Everyone wails, weeping abundantly. Heshbon cries out with Delilah. Their voice is heard even to Jahaz. Therefore the armed men of Moab cry aloud. Their souls tremble within them. My heart cries out for Moab. Her Nazarites flee to Zor, to Eglat Shelishiah, for they go up by the ascent of Luhith with weeping, for in the way of Horonaim, they raise up a cry of destruction. For the waters of Nimrim will be desolate, for the grass has withered away, the tender grass fails, there is no green thing. Therefore they will carry away the abundance they have gotten, and that which they have stored up, over the brook of the willows. For the cry has gone around the borders of Moab, its wailing as far as Egloim, and its wailing as far as Beer-Elim. For the waters of Dibon are full of blood, for I will bring yet more on Dibon, a lion on those of Moab who escape, and on the remnant of the land.